Hello, my name is Ava Ackerman, and I have been praying and studying and growing with the Center for Sacred Studies community for the past 13 years or so, and I'm so happy to be here and excited to share this evening with you all. And I also want to share with you, because many of you don't know, weren't aware, that Jyoti was suddenly not able to join us for this call tonight. And there's some exciting things happening with her work with the Fountain Organization. And so she wrote this beautiful, she's sad to miss it, and she is sending her love. And she wrote this beautiful note to explain why. And so I'm going to read that. She says, "I have just returned from London and the Flourishing Diversity Summit. Oh my, with 3 exclamation marks. It was full on, with our days full from early in the morning until late at night. There were indigenous leaders from the Ashaninka of Brazil, the Idumishmi of India, the Khoisan of Namibia, the Bishnol of India, the Arhuaco of the 4 original peoples of Colombia, the Guarani of Brazil, the Ponca of the United States, the Oglala Sioux of the United States, the Mayan granddaughter of grandmother Flor de Mayo, the Ifa Orisha of West Africa, representative from the United States, the Guarani of Argentina, the Sami of Sweden, and the Maori of New Zealand. There were about 300 guests invited into these happenings. On our last day, we got word that more fires had been set in the Amazon and that 1.5 tons of radioactive water was dumped into the ocean from Fukushima. This news lit up the room like a match, setting fire to kindling. The Maori elder fiercely called for action. All delegates agreed, saying it was time to declare their solidarity and reclaim their roles as the original caretakers, taking their territories back in order to protect Mother Nature's rights. We are now in the process of writing up a notification that will be sent to the UN. I share all of this to let you know that I have been called to a private gathering on an island just off the coast of Sweden to continue this process in a timely way as our response to the climate emergency we are certainly in. I have to leave at 2 a.m. on September 25th in order to attend, which means I am not able to be on the call tonight. I had not seen this coming, but the urgency is calling me back on my pony a week earlier than I had anticipated. I will certainly listen to the recording, and I'm so sorry to miss this special moment with Ava and our guests." So that's a word from Jyoti. We can send her love and prayers as she travels tonight, today. And many blessings for an effective, a successful, and really just alive and nourishing time there. And may all of those prayers in action bear good fruit. And just want to say thank you to CSS, Center for Sacred Studies, for welcoming us here tonight. And want to say thank you to Margine, my dear sister, for hosting. Margine is our driver on the call tonight, and so anything that you need, she's tending to. And also, when it's time for questions and answers, she'll be unmuting you, and so that you can share. And it's just really wonderful to be back with here again with you, Margine. And it's really timely that this reason for Jyoti's absence is so in alignment, so woven with why we're here too, and I'll explain a little bit more about that and about Calixto's mission that brings him here. And first, just want to open with a prayer. Before I do that, I'll just take a nice breath. Find our center point, still point, the place of balance. Okay, good evening, Creator, Holy One, Mother, Father, God, source of life, source of blessing, source of all love, all light, and all goodness. Thank you so much for this day, and thank you so much for the blessing of this life. Thank you so much for all of the gifts you give us, all the gifts of the earth and the gifts of the stars and the way that we weave our consciousness together with each other. Thank you for the
ability to weave bridges. Thank you for the way that these bridges bring us home to ourselves, to our own hearts. From there, may we find each other. I ask that all the beings of light and the beings of peace come and support and guide our call, and that you help us to harmonize our thoughts, our minds, our hearts, so that we can receive these beautiful transmissions from these wonderful elders who are blessing us with their presence and the wisdom that they carry from their lineages and from their own hearts and their own prayers, their own walks. And we ask that this call be so nourishing for all the participants, that it bring good medicine, good teachings, and good fuel and inspiration for how to navigate the times with ease and grace and joy. We ask that this call be a blessing for all of our relations. Thank you so much. Amen. Aho. And many of you, as many of you know, this prayer portal call is such an inspiring action to take that Center for Sacred Studies has started over 10 months ago, holding these monthly in a response to how do we navigate these changing times. We're all so aware of so much surging, so much movement, so much change on our planet and within us. And so I find it so beautiful and inspiring. I'm so grateful to be here to participate in this vision of coming together as community, of weaving wisdom together as a global community, and sharing with all the different pieces of wisdom that all these different wisdom keepers carry from across the globe, from across our Mother Earth, and how we can learn together to be better and greater stewards of her as we walk, and better stewards of our own selves and our own relationships. So just really grateful for the blessing of the prayer portal call. And so extra grateful to be able to introduce to you two of my dear, dear elders and teachers and friends, Grandfather Robleza and Calixto Suarez Villafañe. So Grandfather Robleza comes to us from the Lakota Dakota Nation. And, oh gosh, I love him so much. He is a traditional Lakota Dakota elder, and his spiritual name, Wo'ableza, identifies him as one who seeks the knowledge of life, or one looking for understanding. He has traveled throughout the Americas for over 40 years and going to so many gatherings, weaving with so many different communities and cultures, acquiring and bringing indigenous stories and wisdom together that have to do with how to care for the land and the people and ourselves. So he comes to us as a storyteller. He comes to us as a bearer of prophecy and teaching. He carries deep star knowledge, and he's just one of the kindest and most humble elders I've ever known, and we're just so grateful to have his heart and his wisdom and the balance of his mind and his heart that he brings. And he's an incredible communicator, and the way that he speaks touches hearts young and old. So welcome, Ableza. And I also, and it's a big, such an honor to introduce and welcome my dear friend and elder brother and teacher, Calixto Suarez Villafañe. Calixto he's a spiritual ambassador of the Arhuaco people from the Sierra Nevada Mountains of Santa Marta, one of the four tribes, one of the four sister tribes, or the four original peoples of the Sierra Nevada Mountains there. There's also the Kogi and the Kankwamo and the Wiwa. And Calixto is a bridge person, and he's known as a messenger of light or a messenger of peace. He's been traveling for over 25 years, primarily to Europe until the past few years that we've been hosting him here, teaching and sharing his seeds of wisdom to a wide variety of audiences, from children to elders, from religious leaders to lay people to academics and everyone in between. And he comes bringing a message of love and of peace, and he's an extraordinary teacher. And when he shares transmissions that come directly from his lineage and his being. And so I invite us all, as we listen, to really stay, keep ourselves in a really open, expanded space so that we can go on the journey with these two wise ones. Calixto also is very passionate and very committed to his mission of recovering the ancestral lands of his community. There are over 90,000 hectares that were stolen. As we know, the story happens with so many Indigenous people. And what they say is that because they are the caretakers of all the sacred sites that are in those areas, that creates, when those portals of communication, which is what they hold the sacred sites as, when they're closed or when they're not taken care of because the stewards are gone, it creates disharmony not only in the communities themselves, but planetarily and even up to the stars, that it really creates, that's a part of the disharmony. So it's a really aligned moment with all the work that the fountain is doing, Jyoti with the fountain of the recovering and the preservation and protection of ancestral land and sacred sites, is also Calixto's work as well. So we're also here, and why part of why he's here is we're supporting that mission for him and the Arhuaco people. And so without further ado, it's my joy to open the floor to Calixto and Wableza to share their transmissions. And the theme of tonight's call is transforming our world from the inside out. And so here we go. Okay, Calixto's passing to Wableza first, so we'll hear from Grandfather Wableza first.
Haumi Dakipi. Hello, my relatives. Who's ever listening? I thank you for your prayers. Thank you for this time to listen, to share. I'm from the Lakota, Dakota Nation. I come from a lineage of five different chiefs of our people. And we have carried on our traditions as well as we could, even though we've had to undergo schools of education out of our own. I've worked with many tribes throughout the United States, and right now I've been working as a water protector. I was up at Cannonball, North Dakota during the harsh winter months of 2016 and 17, and I witnessed a great transformation of how we deal with these times of turbulence and chaos, and how we are able to create a change by understanding how to protest peacefully without arms. That is one of our tribal names, is they call them the Sans Art people, the people who walk without bows. And all of our Lakota, Dakota, Nakota people have been walking with peace in their hearts and minds and teaching that to our children. When we went to Standing Rock just before, I was asked by the tribes of Minnesota to go to a sacred site around a very huge lake near the heart of Minneapolis-St. Paul called Lake Minnetonka. And there, the county, Hennepin County, and the roads department decided to make a road through one of our biggest sacred sites, which is burial mounds. We have thousands and thousands of burial mounds around this lake. And the people came there because the essence of love was at Lake Minnetonka. Great chiefs and their wives and sons and daughters were buried there. And these powerful burial mounds, and here the state came to and bulldozed several of them. And so being there, I began to understand many things about which came to light, that all these places that were unknown to many are very sacred sites, very holy sites, and that we need to do all we could to defend them and protect them and restore them. And so I went to Standing Rock, hearing that call in the name of peace, in the name of water, because water is life. And Nimichoni is a word that tells that water brings all life, and without it we will die. So we went there, and tens of thousands of people came from all the world. And when they came there, because of the way the people behaved and were reacting with words of peace and kindness, it was like we were in a new world. Everyone helped one another. Everyone loved one another. And everyone treated each other with respect. Such a profound respect and peace that anything that we needed came and was delivered into our hands. Food, clothing, shelter was all given to us. And the feeling of love greeted all the people. It doesn't matter what color you are, what nationality you were, you felt that peace. And that's a new world that we are about to create on a worldwide scale level. We have to forget the old ways of division and reunite our people, our children, our families, our rivers, our forests, the animals, the plants. Reunite our connection with each other. Pray for each other all the time. That's how we'll get through what is coming. And much we've seen all around the world is in a prophecy. The forest fires were in a prophecy. What the world religious leaders did to divide the people and to put their foot on them, holding them down. It was in a prophecy that one day we will see what is written in stone is a true, true meaning of life. So as I travel around the country, talking to the children, talking to the adults, talking to the elderly people, I try to teach them that what's written on the mountain stones or in the hanging walls or wherever we go, what is buried underneath in symbols is now coming, rising above, as so too will the world of peace rise above all of this chaos we've been experiencing. You know, when we have earthquakes, it's nothing bad. You must think of it in a way, a different way, that there is a great healing taking place. Wherever the earthquakes are happening, wherever the volcanoes are erupting, that is where the great healing is taking place. Mother Earth is being healed, and we too will be healed, and we too will be safe. But we need to always return to the ancient ways of prayer. We need to love these places. We need to go to the forest every day and tell the tree people how much we love them. We need to go to our rivers, our lakes, our streams, and offer them a gift of love through our words, actions, and deeds. We will get along with each other. We will get along with the fish. We will get along with the birds who live in the trees if only we respect them as our equals, because they all are children of the great spirit of Mother Earth. Our people have kept some of these teachings underground, but now is a new time. Now there's new prophecies coming to the surface. And the prophecies say that we take our children to the sacred sites which we have stood and protected. They will begin to learn and get educated to what the real purpose of life. Our children will bring the peace. But we don't, and we haven't been taught how sacred these places are. The origins of water, the origins of where rocks, we call them stone people, where they came from. All these places are very sacred. They're portals into the earth. They're portals that connect us between Mother Earth and the sky, the stars. As you look up above, they say what is on the earth is also in the heavens. These constellations that we look at, there's a bigger meaning than we think about these constellations, because these constellations have come to the earth and they've been planted as seeds, seeds of peace, seeds of love, seeds of understanding and respect. So why would we want to destroy something that is beautiful that we already have for greed, for the love of oil, for the love of money? We need to think of what we will leave behind for our children through our actions, words, and deeds. We must love ourselves. Everyone must love ourselves before we can love our children. Holy, before we can love Mother Earth, we need to bring these to the forefront, because no man can control the earth. The earth has their own powers. The mountains have their own powers. The trees have their own powers. The oceans have their own powers. The people who live in the underwater world, the great whales and porpoises, they have sent out their messages already. They've washed themselves on shores. They have committed suicide. They have given up their lives. So we can really see what we're doing wrong. There's no coincidence all these things are happening now. So wake up and continue to pray in the spirit of peace and love. That's what we need all over the world. And find your creation story. Find your elders. Visit them and talk with them. Learn to understand what life is all about. Because I love my nephews and nieces and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and I want them to live a long time. Because I know right now these children have come from the stars, and they are surfacing with their knowledge to help wake us up and to help lead us. That's where the answer is. The children can connect with the stars because they're innocent, very innocent. And they want to bring their gifts and their messages to the human race who is having a difficult time. We know how to work with the hurricanes, the winds. We know how to work with the droughts. All those answers are within the mountains, and within the stones, and within the petroglyphs. All of the world is petroglyphs. So have hope. Don't give up. Help one another. Depend on one another. Ask and pray. Thank you very much. Oh, good Dr. Yasin. Pick me up. Hello.
Thank you, Ablaza. Oh, so beautiful. Thank you so much. So helpful, so inspiring. And I forgot to mention, in case you hear a little sound in the background, Calixto speaks Spanish. He doesn't speak English, so I translate for him. And so I'm translating Wablaze's words to him so that we can stay in the current together. His original language is, of course, his traditional language of the Arhuaco, and he also speaks the languages of all four sister tribes. He's a bit of a translator himself, and he also speaks Spanish. So we speak to each other in both of our second language. So Calixto is going to now respond and share more based on what Grandfather Wablaze had just shared.
Muy bien, encantado estar aquí.
Very well, I'm very happy to be here.
Y compartir con el mundo es invisible porque nadie está presente.
And to share with the invisible world because no one's here.
Porque siempre estoy acostumbrado a hablar delante de mucha gente.
Because I'm usually accustomed to speaking in front of a lot of people.
Pero bien.
But very nice.
Muy bien, es una forma diferente, pero agradable.
It's a different form, but really, really nice.
Bueno, hago parte de una comunidad indígena de muchos tiempos, de los tiempos.
Mm-hmm. I'm part of an original community, an indigenous community that's very old.
Que habitó en el norte de Colombia.
That is in northern Colombia.
Para identificarse como indígena.
To identify oneself as indigenous.
No es que seamos mejor.
Doesn't mean that we're better.
Sino con una responsabilidad totalmente muy profunda.
But rather with very, very profound responsibility.
Porque siempre es,
because always,
cuando nacemos, when crecemos,
when we're born and grow up,
enseñamos a los niños,
we teach the children,
usted viene después de todo lo que existe.
You come because of everything that exists.
Por ejemplo, la tierra pues tiene millones y millones de años.
You come after everything that exists, like the earth is millions and millions of years old.
El agua tiene millones y millones de años de creación.
The water is millions of years old.
El viento, todo eso, los árboles, los animales.
The wind, the trees, the animals.
Entonces los niños les enseñamos que aprenda de ellos.
So we teach the children to learn from them.
No hay que hacerles daños a ellos.
We don't need to hurt them.
Ellos son maestros
para
nosotros.
They are teachers.
Por ejemplo, si uno vas a visitar una casa,
for example, if you go to visit a house,
si llegas a mandar, nadie le gusta.
If you arrive without giving a greeting, no one will like you.
Nadie le va a gustar que si uno llega a poner órdenes.
Oh, if you come and you're giving orders, no one's going to like you.
Entonces, así está sintiendo la tierra.
And so that's how the earth is feeling.
No estás haciendo sus llamados.
It's crying out to us.
Me tienes que escuchar.
It's saying, you need to listen to me.
Ese es el cambio climático, el que todo el mundo nos preocupa y nos llama atención.
This is the climate change that so many are worried about and that's calling our attention.
Pero primero entender antes del cambio climático.
But the first thing to understand before climate change.
Hay que entrar en unos cómo estoy actuando frente a eso.
We need to look at how am I acting in regards to this.
Y cómo me estoy portando conmigo mismo.
How am I behaving with myself?
y con los demás alrededor,
and with everyone else,
como ser humanos,
as human beings.
Entonces, esa es la educación que, no, que les brindamos, que les enseñamos.
So this is the education that we offer the new generation.
Ese es el indígena, su responsabilidad.
This is what it is to be indigenous. This
el
is the responsibility. This is indigenous thought.
Cuando un indígena ve una montaña,
when an indigenous person sees a mountain,
siempre piensas que hay un gran información dentro de la montaña.
They always think there's a great information in this mountain.
Si ves un árbol grande, también piensas que hay muchas informaciones dentro de ese árbol grande.
If they see a big tree, they also think there's much information inside of this big tree.
Y asimismo en las aguas, en los manantiales, que hay muchas informaciones detrás de lo que es.
And same with the waters and the springs, that there's so much information beyond the inside of them.
Podríamos decir que atrás de todo eso, esa información puede ser espíritu,
we can say,
o gran padre.
We can say that beyond, you know, the depth inside of this information is we find spirits or the great beings.
Esa es la ley de la ley.
This is the law of the law.
De la ley de la creación.
This is the law of creation.
Y nos hemos aislado de esa realidad.
And we have gone far away from this reality.
Por muchas razones.
For many reasons,
decir.
We could say.
Eso no quiere decir que los indígenas seamos mejores,
this
no.
This doesn't mean that the indigenous are better, no.
Sino de mirar de una forma diferente.
Simply that we are seeing from a different, seeing the world from a different way.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, eso es lo que queremos compartir.
So this is what we want to share.
Eso es lo que queremos que nos escuches a la gente.
This is what we want people to listen to.
Eso es lo que queremos brindar a nuevas generaciones.
This is what we want to offer to new generations.
Que nosotros llegamos después.
That we come after.
No somos primeros. No fuimos primeros.
We came later. We weren't first.
Sino llegamos después. Así que entremos a entender todas esas manifestaciones que están detrás de todo lo que existe en la naturaleza.
And so let us begin to understand from all these manifestations that are within and beyond all of the manifestations of nature.
Necesitamos actuar, claro que necesitamos actuar.
We need to act, of course we need to act.
Pero yo siento si pienso que la acción hemos tenido.
But I feel and think that we have had action.
Hemos tenido muchas velocidad.
We've had a lot of fastness.
No sabemos para alcanzar qué.
We don't know what are we going towards.
Para alcanzar lo que no nos sirve.
Sometimes we're going towards that which doesn't serve us.
Entonces, más bien hacer pausas.
And so maybe better to take a pause.
Más bien hacer no acelerar muchos,
not accelerate so much,
hacer pausas y reflexionar qué podemos hacer entre todos,
and see what can we do amongst all of us,
qué podemos hacer entre todo para bien de la humanidad y de la vida general.
What can we do amongst all of us for the well-being of humanity and the totality.
Para nosotros esa es la espiritualidad.
For us, this is spirituality.
La convivencia.
The living together.
Conciencia.
Consciousness.
Eco-conciencia.
Eco.
Eco es el ecosistema.
Eco-consciousness. Eco is the ecosystem.
Las ciencias de las científicas.
Like the
que
science.
Tienen conciencia científica.
The scientific consciousness.
Entonces, unir esas tres fuerzas.
Uniting these three forces.
Sí, ecosistemas, conciencias.
So ecosystems with eco consciousness with science.
Tres cosas, unamos y hacer algo por la naturaleza.
Unite all these things to do something through nature.
Eso es lo que necesitamos y entendemos para entender el cambio climático.
This is what we need to understand climate change.
Hay muchas gentes que no creen en el cambio climático.
There are many people that don't believe in climate change on the planet.
Para mí está bien.
For me that's okay.
Pero ama a la tierra.
But they love.
Esa es la diferencia.
But they love the earth. That's the difference.
Ama la tierra. Y entonces a sí mismos sabe amarse a sí mismos como personas.
And so we must learn to love ourselves as people.
Ahí para entrar en el amor.
From there we can enter into love.
En el amor. ¿Y qué es el amor?
And what is love?
El amor podría ser la luz total.
Love could be the total light.
O la oscuridad total.
Or it could be total darkness.
Que tiene que estar armonizado, equilibrado.
That need to be harmonized and balanced.
Eso es lo que necesitamos.
This is what we need.
Y el amor dentro, el alma del amor.
And the soul of love.
Podría ser la felicidad.
Could be happiness.
Humanos.
Or human
que
happiness.
Todos sean felices.
That we all be happy.
Tanto los animales, humanos.
The animals as
todos
much as
the
humans.
Seres vivientes de
all
la
the
planta,
living
sean
beings.
Felices.
All the living beings in nature, that we all be happy. You could say that's the soul of love.
Que nos lleves a la unidad.
Well, that can carry us to unity.
Y a la paz.
And peace.
A la paz de todo.
To peace for all.
Y ahora hablar de la,
and now,
de la, de los sagrados.
To speak of.
Claro. Claro que. La tierra en sí es sagrada.
Of course, the whole earth is sacred.
El ser humanos en sí somos sagrados.
The people and ourselves are sacred.
Con muchas informaciones.
With much information.
Como la tierra tiene muchas informaciones.
Just like the earth has a lot of information.
Energías.
Energy.
Con sus espíritus.
And its spirit.
Y nosotros también es igual.
And it's the same with us.
Uh-huh. Y cómo me estoy manifestando a través de estas informaciones.
And how am I manifesting through these information?
¿Cómo me estoy observando y actuando a través de mis informaciones?
How am I observing myself and acting through the information, through my self-observation?
Muchas veces no nos hacemos casos.
Sometimes we don't pay attention.
No nos ponemos atención a nuestras manifestaciones de informaciones.
We don't pay attention to the way that we are manifesting our own information, the information we carry.
Más bien sería autoabandonos.
So you could call it that we've abandoned ourselves.
Uh-huh. Por eso hay que amarse.
And that's why we must love ourselves.
Para poner atención a la manifestación de nuestros sentimientos.
In order to put attention on the manifestation of our feelings.
Esa es la conexión con nuestra espiritualidad.
This is the connection with our spirituality.
Ese es el rezo.
This is what prayer is.
Y desde ahí nos escuchan nuestros ancestros.
And from there our ancestors hear us, listen to us.
Primero es pensar cómo estoy yo.
First think, how am I?
Y de ahí pues cómo están los demás.
And from there, I can
para
think, how is everyone else?
Ahí nos empieza a escuchar nuestros ancestros.
And from there, our ancestors begin to listen to us.
Es el sagrados.
This is what being sacred.
Y la tierra pues tiene sus sagrados.
This is what being sacred is, and also
claro
the earth has their sacred
proteger.
Places. Of
hay
course
que
we must
proteger
protect them.
El sagrados.
We must protect the sacred.
Si nosotros protegemos el sagrado,
if we protect the sacred,
ella nos conserva a mantenerse como ser humano.
She keeps us alive as human beings.
Nos conserva y nos sana.
She keeps us alive and she heals us.
Y nos limpia.
And she cleanses
y
us.
Y nos purifica.
And purifies us.
Es el lugar sagrado.
That's what sacred sites are.
El agua es tan importante.
Water is so important.
Importante para todos.
Important for everyone.
Como decía el abuelo.
Just like Grandfather Blaise said.
Sí. Entonces el agua hay que cuidarlos.
So we must take care of the water.
Hay que observarlos.
We must observe them.
Hay que escucharlos.
We must listen to them.
Y más que todo escuchar la información del agua.
And more than anything, listen to the information of the water.
Información del agua, ¿cómo está?
How is the information of the water?
O el espíritu del agua, ¿cómo está?
Or how is the spirit of the water?
Eso es lo que necesitamos.
That's what we need.
Y entonces, todo el mundo tenemos esa responsabilidad.
So we all have this responsibility.
Para vivir.
To live.
Entender la vida.
And understand life.
La vida, ¿qué es?
What is life?
Son dos cosas muy sencillas.
Two very simple things.
Entender la luz y la oscuridad.
Understand light and darkness.
Uh-huh. Esas dos cosas,
these
la respiración, la inspiración, inhalación y exhalación.
Breath, inhalation and exhalation.
Esa es la vida.
This is life.
Tan cortos tiempos.
Such a short time.
Que podríamos entender.
That we could, that we have
o,
to understand.
O cambiar.
Or to change.
O transformar.
Or transform.
Transmutar.
Or transmute.
Así de cortos tiempos.
It's a very short time.
Que venimos aquí.
That we come here.
Y así mismo tenemos que procurar vivir siempre en paz.
And so we must always seek to live in peace.
Y feliz.
And happiness.
Feliz.
Happiness.
Tantos niños.
Children.
Tantos adolescentes.
Adolescents.
Adultos,
adults,
ancianos.
Adults, elders. Everyone must be, let us be happy. Must
yo
be happy.
Puedo estar
I can be
en las pobrezas materiales,
materially poor,
pero si yo estoy feliz conmigo mismo,
but if I'm happy with myself,
esa es mi espiritualidad.
That is my spirituality.
Esa es el mejor ofrenda a la vida.
This is the best offering I can make to life.
Si yo estoy felizmente con el material.
If I'm happy and well materially.
Pero también al mismo tiempo tengo que estar feliz con mi, conmigo mismo.
That's good, and I at the same time must be happy with myself.
Esa es la conexión.
That's the connection.
Pero si no estoy feliz.
But if I'm not happy.
Estoy desconectado.
I'm disconnected.
Estoy desconectado, no estoy en el camino de la espiritualidad.
I'm not on the spiritual path.
¿Qué es la espiritualidad?
What is spirituality?
La espiritualidad para mí es el alma que está dentro de mí.
Spirituality for me is the soul that is inside of me.
Entonces, entrar a escuchar a mi alma y mi espíritu
so,
que está dentro de mí.
Enter to listen to my soul and spirit that is inside of me.
Porque es espíritu, ¿qué es? Es el universo.
Because that spirit, what is it? It's the universe.
El universo con la tierra.
It's the universe with connected to the earth.
La tierra sin universos, estás muertos.
The earth without the universe, it would be dead.
Una persona sin alma, estás muertos.
A person without a soul or spirit
entonces,
would be dead.
Las dos cosas son importantes.
So both things are important.
Como la luz y la oscuridad.
Just like light and darkness.
Es igual.
They are the same.
Ser humano,
a human being
con su espíritu y con su cuerpo físico
with
juntos,
their
armonizado, equilibrado,
with their spirit and body balanced and harmonized.
El universo y con la tierra tienen que estar armonizados.
Same way that the universe and the earth need to be balanced and harmonized.
Para que eso estés armonizados,
so that these can be harmonized.
Todo el mundo necesitamos estar amándose.
In order for all of these things to be harmonized, we all must love ourselves.
Amándose y también estar feliz.
Loving, love ourselves
eso
and be
lo que
happy.
Necesitamos.
That's what we need.
Todo el mundo necesitamos eso.
Everyone needs this.
¿Cuál es la diferencia?
What's the difference?
La responsabilidad.
Responsibility.
Responsabilidad es las dos diferencias.
Responsibility is
en
the
cada,
difference.
En cada lugar donde habitamos.
In every place that we live.
Cuidar. Su espacio donde vivimos.
We must take care of the
pero
space
al mismo
we
tiempo,
live.
Cuidarnos a mí.
But at the same time, we must take care of our
esa
own
es la
self.
Diferencia.
And that's the difference.
Uh-huh. Si sigo siendo indígena, pues ser indígenas, autóctonos.
To be indigenous, to be autóctonos, to be.
Con todas sus responsabilidades.
They have all their responsibilities to their places.
¿Por qué? Porque un árbol se alimenta de sus propias raíces.
Why? Because a tree is nourished by its own roots.
Así que necesitamos encontrar nuestros propios raíces.
So we need to find our own roots.
Uh-huh. Eso es lo que queremos
this
que
is
seamos.
What we want to be.
Y desde ahí todo está perfecto.
This is what we want for all of us. And from there, everything's perfect.
Muy bien.
Very good. Beautiful. Oh, gracias, Calixto. Wow, let's all take a breath. Just receive all this goodness. So grateful for this transmission. creating more space for Grandfather Robleza's response, opening up to these truths and these offerings of these seeds of wisdom, these seeds of light, nourishing our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our hearts with peace and happiness. And I'll pass it back to Grandfather Robleza to share some more.
Yes, those are beautiful words from Brother Calixto from the South, from Colombia. There's people taking care of the mountains, the valleys, the ocean sides. The land is so abundant. But just like all of us, different indigenous people, people come and have taken much of our lands away, wanting to destroy the sacredness that is there because they don't understand. But we must stand love their way. We must not hate them. For we bring hate in amongst our realms of light that we have. Even one time, I traveled to many places. I would jump up and leave and at a call from an elder, maybe drive far away or fly far away, because I knew they wanted the presence of the young people to understand what they were transmitting. And this young lady who took me to the San Francisco airport, as soon as we got in the car and drove across the Golden Gate Bridge, she burst into tears. And she was crying all the way to the airport. And I kept asking why. To calm down, there's nothing wrong. And we got into the airport. At that time, you didn't have to go through security. And she was still crying, and people were looking at me like I had hurt her or something. I said, no, I'm just going somewhere. The elders have called. I must go. And then she had a dream. Later on that night, she said, why is he always going somewhere? I fear he's not going to come back. And the spirit that was in her dream told her that all they were doing, I was going across the country to gather seeds, spiritual seeds, and coming and bringing them back and planting those seeds. And as the spirit took her over the hill and I was with her, I said, see, this is what I have planted and this is my harvest. And there was a valley full of so many beautiful, beautiful vegetables, fruits of all different colors, large and small, flowers, beautiful, the seeds. And that's what we all have come here for. We've come from another place, and each one of us have brought a bundle of seeds. For we are the seed carriers, and we must plant those seeds. We must pass them on to our children and teach them what it is to plant beautiful gardens, gardens of light, gardens of love, gardens of happiness, because that's what we do. as human beings in this time and place we live now. So I give to you this message of bundles of seeds for you to understand and to gather them, because all of our friends, all of our relatives, they too have seeds. Whether it be seeds of songs, seeds of listening with good ears, seeds of love, seeds of kindness, seeds of understanding. And plant your gardens and water them with the waters of love that come from the heavens. The water that goes into our streams and rivers. These waters of love. And grow our gardens all over this planet as it was meant to be. Let us live in a world of beauty, world of peace, world of harmony, and seeds of understanding. For if we don't understand, or if we don't try to understand, then we feel empty. We feel useless. We feel that we can't do anything to change the way the world is. But we do have that ability, and we are carrying those seeds. So understand what you have. Many of you have beautiful voices. And when others hear your beautiful voices of song or praise or whatever you, how you do it, you bless them and bless yourself. So believe in your gift that the Creator gave you to bring to Mother Earth, because she is the seed of love that all of the planets and all the galaxies and all the universes are looking at us, this beautiful world with a beautiful harvest. Thank you.
Thank you, Oblaza, so much. My heart is so full of, I can feel my flowering heart, the garden in my heart, feeling very nourished by your beautiful words, feeling the soil of my heart so tended to. Thank you so much. And Calypso can offer a little, is going to offer just a few more words before we open up for questions.
Los ancianos,
the elders,
los ancianas siempre hablan,
always speak,
y nos aconsejan,
and they counsel us,
que empecemos a escuchar y procurar entender el mensaje,
that we begin to look, to listen, and try to understand the messages,
cualquier cultura que sea,
whichever culture it may be.
Y creo que es la mejor manera de aprender.
I think this is the best way to learn.
De entender la vida.
To understand life.
La vida no es de nadie, es de todos.
Life belongs to no one, it is to everyone.
Es de todos. Y aprender a escuchar es no únicamente los mayores el que saben.
And learning to listen, it's not only the elders that know.
También a los niños.
Also the children.
También a los enfermos.
Also those that are ill.
Entre comillas, los enfermos.
That's in quotes, those that are ill.
Los niños que están en los enfermos en los hospitales.
The children that are ill in the hospitals.
Que decimos que estás enfermos.
That we say that they're sick.
Para nosotros es como el bloqueo de información.
For what we say, for us, that they just have information that's blocked.
Personas que están desequilibradas mentalmente, es que llaman la palabra locos.
People that are imbalanced mentally, that people call them, they say the word crazy.
También que es cruzas, es un cruce de informaciones.
It's that's
nosotros.
Also like a crossing of information for us.
Entonces, entrar a escuchar todas estas gentes.
And so trying to listen to all of these people.
Y aprender de ellos.
And learn from them.
Y así mismo intercambiar.
And also exchange with them.
Empiece a entrar a escucharnos.
So that they can also listen to us.
Ese es un proceso.
That's a process.
Un proceso de entendimientos a la vida.
Processes of understanding life.
Hay muchas cruces de informaciones.
There are many information. There's much information.
Informaciones muy altas vibraciones.
There's information of very high vibration.
Altas vibraciones.
Very high vibration.
Y otras bajas informaciones, vibraciones.
And some information of low vibration.
Entonces, eso es muy importante.
So this is very important.
En el ser humano.
For human beings.
Eso es lo que siempre nos enseñan los ancianos.
This is what they've always, the elders have always taught us.
Mientras que nosotros no nos escuchemos.
If we continue to not listen,
no entendamos.
We won't understand.
Nunca vamos a entender.
We'll never understand.
El fenómeno, el llamado fenómenos o el cambio climático de la Tierra.
What we call the phenomenons, or even what we call climate change.
Primero tenemos que entrar a entender el ser humano.
First, we need to enter into understanding human beings.
Claro, como somos regalos del cielo.
Since we are gifts of the heavens.
La vida es un regalo a través del experimento de nosotros.
Life is a gift through the experiment of us.
Pero asimismo tenemos que entrar a entender todas estas informaciones.
But we ourselves need to enter into comprehending all of this.
Para comprender la totalidad que la vida es de todo.
To comprehend the totality of life, the life that is of everyone.
El espíritu.
The spirit.
La información y la energía.
The informations and the energies.
Si entramos en ese mundo de comprensión.
If we enter into this world of comprehension.
El tiempo entrará a redoblamientos.
Time will begin to unfold.
Porque lo que estamos viviendo, no estamos viviendo una vida real.
Because what we're living is not, we're not living a real life.
Sino es una práctica.
But it's a practice.
Una práctica de lo que nos lleva, podríamos decir la palabra, el abismo.
A practice that carries us to what we could say to the abyss.
Entonces, primero es empezar a través de cada individuo.
So first we begin through each individual.
Y la palabra responsabilidad.
With the word of responsibility.
Y el compromiso.
And commitment.
Es que el compromiso es cambiar, dejar algo.
Commitment means to let some things go.
De algo pequeñitos.
Maybe something small.
En una escala pequeñita.
On a small scale.
No hay que pensar cambiar grandes escalas.
You don't have to think of changing on the grand scale.
Sino pequeñitos.
But small.
Si yo soy.
If I am.
Adictos a algo.
Maybe addicted
pues,
to something.
Bajar un poquito.
Well, maybe have less.
Eso.
Like that.
Hablar más con la gente.
Speak more with people.
Ese es compromiso.
This is a commitment.
Comunicarse más.
Communicate more.
Con mi pareja.
With my partner.
Con mi hijo.
With my children.
Con mis vecinos.
With my neighbor.
Ese es compromiso.
This is commitment.
Ahí comienza.
That's where you
Esa
start.
Es la semilla.
These are the seeds.
Que todos los ancianos han guardado.
That all the elders have kept.
Que todo tras el tiempo que los ancianos y ancianas han guardado o culturas.
That elders of so many cultures have kept for so many years.
No hay que pensar que soy el único.
We don't have to think I'm the only one.
Somos todos.
We are all.
So, dentro de nosotros hay muchas informaciones.
Inside of each of us, there's much
y
information.
Energías.
And many energies.
Que podemos capaz, que tenemos una potencialidad de transformar y transformarnos.
That we have the capacity, the potential to transform and transform ourselves.
En esta vida o en la tierra.
In this life on
nadie
earth.
Ha llegado por equivocación.
No one has come by accident.
Todo ha venido por algo.
Everyone has come for something.
Por eso somos importantes.
That's why we're all important.
Importantes por eso.
Very important.
Porque para la tierra somos importantes.
Because for the earth we are important.
Nunca pensemos que en esta vida hemos sobrado.
We must never think that we're extra or not necessary in this life.
Todo es importante.
Everyone is important.
Antes de entrar a la lucha.
Before we start fighting.
Tratar de entender.
Try to understand
the
situation.
No hay que luchar por luchar.
We don't need to fight for fighting's sake.
Luchar, lucha armonizada.
Fight in a harmonious way.
Es bueno.
It's good to fight harmoniously.
But a
disharmonious fight
desarmónicas nos corta la vida.
Shortens our life.
Yo voy a vivir 90 años.
I'm going to live
puedo
to be 90.
80,
but I could.
No vale la pena luchar. Lucha desarmonizada.
But I could just live 80. It's not worth it to fight disharmoniously.
Claro que hay que hacer algo.
Of course we must do
pero
something.
Hacer algo armonizado.
But to do something harmoniously.
Muy bien pensados.
Very well thought.
Aportado entre todos.
And good for everyone.
Eso es lo que necesitamos.
This is what we need.
Eso es lo que yo podría decir.
This is what I could say.
Eso es lo que yo podría aportar.
This is what I could offer.
Todos es importante.
Everyone is important.
Todo, tanto indígena o no indígena.
Indigenous,
en la
not
tierra,
indigenous.
Es importante.
On the earth, everyone's important.
Así que, pa'lante.
So, let's keep going.
Hacia adelante.
Adelante. Onward. Onward. Gracias, Calixto. Thank you so much. Wow. Taking another breath together. Allowing all these words of wisdom to enter into our hearts and our bodies. And we're going to open up the floor now with our driver, Marjean, to all of you. We have a little bit of time. If anyone has any questions for Wablaza or Calixto or both, or any inspiration, something that maybe touched your heart, any input, we are excited to dialogue with you.
Yes, and... Please press 1 on your phone to raise your hand. Thank you. Lisa? Lisa, your mic is open.
Hello, and thank you. Thank you to the elders.
Hello, Lisa.
Thank you for bringing this beautiful prayer portal call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question and a comment in particular for Elder Calixto. I was touched by the words spoken. You don't often hear people speaking of the wisdom that comes from what we know as illness. And as a person who's walked that path for a long time and has raised children who have walked that path for their lives, an appreciation for the acknowledgement and a question in terms of how to hold and walk that path. We're often judged and minimized and pushed aside. And what I'm hearing is to truly embrace the gift and message in it and just asking for guidance in that way. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Lisa, I'm going to, we can all just wait for a moment because our dear colleague, so he had to run to the bathroom. He's a human being with human, he really had to. So he'll be right back and I have your question in my mind and heart. And I'll share it with, so we can all just hold silent, hold meditation for just not even 1 minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's beautiful clothes.
Grandfather Woblisa, last night at a gathering, Felisto spoke about this. He said, we learn from many different things in life. And sometimes we don't think it's a learning, but it is that experience. Because we can then teach others what we've been through. And it's a lesson in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps us. Helps us to teach your children and others.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ablaza.
Thank you.
And here's colleague. So I'm going to just tell him your question.
Una señora te preguntó sobre lo que dijiste sobre que las enfermedades, los enfermos no son tan enfermos, sino están como ganando algo y que tienen información bloqueado y ella le impactó mucho porque ella ha caminado este camino de ser enferma y también sus hijos. Entonces quería agradecerte por ser reconocido, ese reconocimiento de lo que es y también preguntar si puedes ofrecer algo para cómo navegar este espacio de cómo mantener o cómo ver la enfermedad de forma distinta.
Gracias.
Thank you.
A ver, es una información.
This is an information.
Información que llega a través de nosotros.
That comes through us.
Para nosotros comunicarse a los demás.
So that we can communicate with the rest,
entonces,
everyone else.
Siempre rezar a esa información sin rechazos para mantenerse en ese nivel.
So we always must pray to these informations without rejecting it, whatever the information is, the presentation of the illness, so that we can understand.
Y así se mantiene.
And that's how we can maintain ourselves.
Bueno, eso es lo que yo, mi de aportación.
He said, that's my humble offering. Did that answer your question, Lisa?
That did answer the question. I think more it was just, acknowledging that this and the reminder to hold it open in that way.
Mm-hmm. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Lisa. And now we'll open for another question.
Yes. Jill, your mic is open.
Okay, thank you so much. I had the great pleasure of joining you yesterday in Oakland and hearing everyone contribute last night. It was lovely and lovely again today. Thank you so much. My question is, I was really touched by the importance of our connection to place. And as a child, the thing I kept asking for was land. Not to own, but to have the relationship to it. And my question is, I think it's so important for people to have relationship to nature. and place.
Relación con el lugar.
And I admire that indigenous peoples at least recognize mostly where they come from.
Y admiro que la mayoría de las gentes indígenas reconocen de dónde vienen.
And so my question is, how may we support those of us, so many, who don't have that?
Podemos apoyar a nosotros que no tenemos eso, conexión con lugar o tierra ancestral.
It's like that's a seeding that I think needs to happen on the planet, so
es algo,
people can have relationships.
Que hay que tener en el planeta un sembrar.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
And do you have, and are you asking your question for either one, anyone in particular, or?
Either. Other gentleman.
Either.
Thank you.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Or both, whoever
or
feels
for me. Dice, como sea, quien siente.
Yes, the connection to the importance of place is very beautiful.
Con la importancia del lugar.
And if we could take people or friends, family or children and teach them what is on that place, what has occurred there, you know, I love to go to different places and look at the mountains. And when I began to go on a greater spiritual journey, I began to look at all the mountains as people. I saw ladies and men, great chiefs, great grandmothers, laying on the face of the mountains. And anywhere there I could go to pray. Anywhere there I could go to enjoy the plants, the herbs, or animals that are there. And even to look at the kind of rocks that are there. They don't necessarily always have to have petroglyphs or petroglyphs. But if you ask for permission of that tree or that rock to hold it and understand that they have been there for many hundreds or thousands of years, and there is something special that occurs there throughout the seasons, throughout the day, a place that will hold us in love and respect if we treat it with that same love and respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful, wonderful things. I love so many different places. The hot springs. What happened there a long time ago? What happens there when you go into those waters? You know, there are all different kinds of waters in the hot springs. They heal every different parts of our body, our minds, our spirit. So, teach our family and friends to love the land. There's special places in everything or everywhere we go. If that's where we want to have as a place of solitude, or a place of peace, or a place of energy, that's what we can teach others. Whatever you have experienced in your love of these different places, the spirit of the place, there's much more that I'll let Calixto
respond.
Gracias,
abuelo.
Thank you, grandfather.
Es interesante la pregunta.
It's an interesting question.
Que yo también necesito preguntas.
Because I also need questions.
Bien. Mi papá murió cuando yo tenía 3 meses.
My father died when I was 3 months old.
Uh-huh. El agua se lo llevó.
He was taken by the water.
Eso es lo que me cuentan.
That's what they tell me.
Y yo sufría muchísimo cuando era niño.
I suffered a lot as a boy.
Porque no tenía esa comunicación con el padre.
Because I didn't have the communication
pensando,
with the father.
Pensando que al lado de mi padre fuera sido mejor.
Thinking that alongside my father it would have been better.
Y luché bastante.
And I fought a lot.
Pero después,
but after,
entendí que todos los hombres eran mis padres.
I understood that all the men were my fathers.
Más que todos los ancianos.
And especially the elders.
Entonces empecé a visitar los ancianos desde
niños. So I began
niños,
to visit the elders since a child.
Regalarles las cositas. El mejor regalo que yo le hacía era el mejor de las cosas que yo conseguía.
And I would always gift them the very best of whatever I could bring them, even something small.
Y iba a visitar y dormía con ellos a veces.
And I would go visit and sleep with them sometimes.
Entonces esos eran mis padres.
So these were my fathers.
My father. Bueno, así sucesivamente.
And so that's how it went.
Entonces, cuando uno pierde una creencia o una cultura,
tradición, or a culture or a tradition,
no es que se pierda.
It's not that it's lost.
Sino,
but rather,
uno tiene más grandes.
You have something even bigger.
Más grande de lo que iba a tener teniendo una tradición, una cultura.
Even bigger than you would have had by having a tradition or a culture.
Empecé a entender el mundo.
There, from there I began to understand the world.
El mundo es una sola, la tierra es una sola.
There's just one world, one earth.
Es una sola.
One universe.
Y yo soy responsable de una parte.
And I'm responsible of one part of it, one point.
Puntos. Entonces, si yo hubiera tenido mi padre,
so if I'd had my father,
me hubiera enseñado ese punto, no más.
He would have only taught me this one point.
No hubiera aprendido entender el mundo entero.
I wouldn't have been able to understand and learn about the whole world.
Entonces, eso es cuando uno cree que no tiene, tiene grandes cosas.
So this is why when we believe that we have are lacking something, we actually have great things, something great.
Eso es lo que podría entender cuando uno no tiene, uno se siente que no tiene conexión con su raíz.
That's what I could say about when someone feels that they don't have a connection with their root.
La raíz más grande.
That means the root is even bigger.
Con ramas diferentes.
With different branches.
Así es.
And that's how it is.
¿La otra pregunta cuál era? Eso es, ¿no?
Mm-hmm.
Así es.
Okay. That's how it is. Yeah.
Thank you. Very beautiful.
Mm, thank you so much for your beautiful question that I'm sure speaks to a lot of people.
Oh, thank you. I have somebody with me that has a question also, if there's time and space for that.
Let's just check with Margene, make sure no one's in front of that person, because I know she's managing.
Yep. We're just on the same line, so I just wanted to explain that.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. There's nobody else, so it's
okay,
it's fine.
Okay, great, perfect. Okay.
Okay, all right. This is Tiffany.
Hi, hello. Tiffany.
Hi. Thank you so much. Really feeling
welcome.
Touched and moved by the blessing of being included in
this.
I wanted to bring something in for a blessing, if possible. But
traer algo para una bendición.
At this moment, at 6:30 tonight,
a las 6:30,
the city council in Nevada City is meeting.
Su pueblo se va a juntar
to determine the ordinance on putting 5G towers.
Y van a poner torres de los 5G
into the residential areas on telephone poles in front of people's homes.
Donde vive mucha gente.
And I'm unable to be at the city council meeting, and I feel like I'm right where I need to be.
No puedo estar en ese momento en la reunión, pero siento que estoy en el lugar correcto.
Wanting to put it some kind of attention and prayer to a good outcome. this meeting.
Para un buen resultado en la reunión.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tiffany. So just one moment.
El caso.
Sí.
Es una cuestión bastante confusa.
It's a sort of a confusing question.
Que siempre nos preguntamos por qué pasa esta situación.
Because we always ask ourselves, why do these situations happen?
Siempre nos preguntamos que estamos en buen camino.
We always ask ourselves, are we on the right path?
Pero bien.
But good.
Únicamente es
only
dejarles a la información del lugar.
Leave it to the information of the place.
La información o el espíritu del lugar.
The information or the spirit of that place.
Del lugar. Que esa información se encargue de los demás.
That information is in charge of, will take care of, is responsible for the rest.
Y empezar a rezar o mandar la luz.
Begin to pray and send the light.
El resto de la información que quiere que eso se dé.
To all the rest of the information that wants the outcome to happen in this way. That we send the light and the prayers to the information of these places to connect with the spirits of those places that want the same outcome so that we can amplify that intention. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, I just want to say thank you so much to everyone for your presence and your beautiful questions and your inspiration and your attention, and so much gratitude to Grandfather Robleza and Maestro Calixto Suarez and to Center for Sacred Studies for hosting us, and to Margine for guiding the ship, and to Jyoti out there, probably flying in the air right now over the oceans, blessing her journey, and to all of those that are gathered in support and service to the healing, the awakening, and the transformation of our earth for the purpose of peace and unity for all beings. We give so much thanks. And I just want to share before Grandfather Robleza blesses us with a closing song, want to let you know that if you're inspired by these beautiful teachers, we're hosting them. We're in the middle of their visit, and there are a couple more opportunities to sit with them in person if you happen to be in the area. We have a land immersion happening this weekend, Friday, September 27th through 29th, Friday through Sunday, at a beautiful land sanctuary with teachings and council fires and sunrise ceremonies and just deep, deep transmissions. And also our brother Ernesto Olmos coming, bringing his Zapotec Jaguar of Light music medicine. So it's going to be an extraordinary time. There are just a few spots left. So if you're interested, I think Margine will post the email address, and it also went out on the newsletter. But our email address is our website is ancestarbridge.org, so it's ancestor but star with an A, ancestarbridge.org, and you can email as well at ancestarbridge@gmail.com, and then you'll reach myself and my partner Asher Lyons, who's the co-creator of all this, and he's teaching tonight, which is why he's not with us. And as well, so we have that on 27th through 29th, and we have our final event in San Jose, if you happen to be anywhere near that area. A beautiful community called Getting to the Root is hosting us for an elders council at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 1st.
with Calixto and Wableza, and also beautiful Mayan Mexica grandmother Teresa Rivas, who is a protector of the medicines and the plants and just a beautiful being as well. So we'll be sitting together then, and we hope you can join us. We do bring, this is our third year annually bringing this dynamic duo here, and we intend to continue doing it. So you can also find out, get on our mailing list for future opportunities with them. And the last thing I'd like to say is that, as we said, part of Calixto being here is for this, he's raising funds and awareness and funds to support his vital mission to recover the ancestral lands of the Arhuaco people. Of the 90,000 plus hectares that have been taken, they're focusing on an amount of 10,500 hectares that are just the most important parts for them. And so we're really working to raise our resources to support that cause. And again, Margine will send this link out in with the notes, with the recording of the call, with our GoFundMe campaign, where you can support that cause and also share that cause out to your networks, people who you think might be inspired to help to restore the ancestral lands to their rightful caretakers, just exactly the way that Jochi's working on right now. So we're all weaving together so beautifully. So thank you so much, and I'll pass it to Grandfather Wableza to bless us with a closing song.
Oh, Philomia. The song I like to sing is a song that we sing to honor all of our relatives, giving thanks to bring out the dance in everyone, the joy in the dance. And we do this at the Sundance and other ceremonies. So I'm going to sing this song. It starts with the eagle and the horse. And you need to go on with the stars. Here it goes. Wachi a'u weilu wa'yanti lo hei. Wachi a'u weilu wa'yanti lo hei. Wachi a'u weilu why don't you hey? One leo ya teacher, what ye are well, why don't you hey? What ye are well, why don't you hey? What ye are well, why don't you hey? Wachi a'u weilu wa'yanti lo hei. Wachi a'u weilu wa'yanti lo hei. Shunka waka oyate cha. Wachi a'u weilu wa'yanti lo hei. Wachi a'u weilu wa'yanti lo hey, we chakvi oya techa, wachi a'u weilu wa'yanti lo hei. Wachi a'u weilu wa'yanti lo hei. And I sang to the Horse Nation, and a word for the Horse Nation is Shunka Waka. And the sacred horse, sacred dog, and just when I start singing it, the dogs start singing and dancing. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a beautiful night and a beautiful year. Oh, be ducky,
thank you.